US Congressman Thomas Massey is on a brief visit to South Africa. He is with this news now. Welcome, Mr. Massey.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sir, what are your views on Donald Trump's victory? And how are you going to support him, considering what he has said about you in the past?
Well, we've had a bit of a rocky relationship, but I've had a conversation with him this summer, and in a conversation about 2 weeks before his election, I endorsed him wholeheartedly. And then we spoke about a week after the election. So I think we'll get along just fine. And I do believe that he has a mandate. And I told him myself, I believe your mandate won't last long. Like, you need to act quickly. And I think it lasts about 6 months, really, even though Congress and the Senate were elected with Republican majorities for 2 years, at least. And he's elected to a 4-year term. I think he's got 6 months to show the American public that he's going to act on the mandate that he's received.
What are the key objectives of the new administration?
Well, you know, one of his signature objectives is to secure our southern border. And illegal immigration has been a problem in the United States. And I think that's one of the mandates that he has. That's one of the things that he campaigned on. He campaigned on that in 2016. And by the way, I was in Congress in 2016 when he failed to achieve that mandate. And that was largely because the Senate and the House, both controlled by Republicans, got in his way. And my warning to my colleagues in Congress is, don't do that again.
How can the Trump administration use its trifecta and the Supreme Court to push through faster reform?
Well, the first thing he can do is, and I've thought about this from the cabinet position, he's going to appoint several secretaries, and they don't have the power to make law. But what the secretaries have been doing for many years is making their own laws and acting without congressional authority. So really, the first thing I would do if I were in the administration is to look at all of the regulations that were not authorized by Congress and to say, we're not going to enforce these anymore. These are ridiculous rules. So that's what he can do on day one. And I think he's going to have a good day one plan. By the way, Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, but the president takes the office on January 20th. And I've advised our speaker, I talked to Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday, that we should have the bills, we should have several bills already passed and on the desk of the president, so that on his first day, instead of just doing executive orders, he could sign actual legislation.
Now, what is your view on the famous influence of the famous African-American Elon Musk?
Well, I'm meeting new South Africans here this week. It's exciting to be here. But at least until this point, my favorite South African is Elon Musk. I do believe that he changed the course of history by buying Twitter, which is now renamed X, and allowing conservatives to have a voice that could go around the mainstream media in the United States. You know, social media started out that way, but censorship became, unfortunately, a thing. It was directed by our government. I'm on a committee in Congress called the Weaponization of Government Committee. And so we've had people come and testify. In fact, we had RFK Jr. testify and Tulsi Gabbard testify in front of our committee and talk about censorship. And so I think that's been that South African's biggest contribution to history has been to allow the American people to have their First Amendment rights to free speech.
Talking about South Africa, how is South Africa viewed in light of its joint military exercises with China and Russia, its refusal to acknowledge the illegality of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, its consorting with strategic opponents of the US, and the Lady R debacle being papered over?
Well, you know, I would say that in America, they're not paying that much attention to that. We definitely consider South Africa an ally of America. But I would say, though, that one thing that's caught our eye is BRICS. And, you know, we would like for the dollar to remain the reserve currency of the world. And we're kind of in America shooting ourselves in the foot by sanctioning countries like Russia and forcing them away from the dollar, and then encouraging, in that process, encouraging a consortium of countries of which I understand South Africa is one, to work on an alternate reserve currency. So I think really the challenges that we have in America are economic, and that's caught my eye more so than where they may be positioned on Ukraine versus Russia. In fact, my view on Ukraine versus Russia may be closer to South Africa's view. At least we shouldn't be involved. The United States should not be funding the war in Ukraine. And I have voted more than a dozen times to not fund that war in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, is AGOA up for debate?
What's up for debate?
The Ethic and Growth and Opportunity Act.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time reading our own bills. We pass so much legislation. And acting, I'm not that aware of it. I'm sorry.
No problem. Let's talk about the House Foreign Relations Committee that has indicated a negative stance towards South Africa, particularly Republican members. Are there any indications how they might that might translate into concrete steps?
You know, to get on the Foreign Relations Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee in Congress, you almost have to toe the certain line. And they're mostly what we call neocons, neoconservatives on that committee, who have an interventionist they're never happy with the current state of affairs and are always trying to meddle with things. And I'm speaking of my colleagues, Republican and Democrat, on that committee. So I wouldn't take as the gospel what the members of that committee say, because there are a few dozen members of Congress on that committee, but anything that comes out of Congress has to be voted on by 435 members of Congress, of the House, and 100 members of the Senate. So I would just say that the Foreign Affairs Committee has been pre-selected for those kinds of views. And if you don't express those kinds of views, which I don't hold, then you can't be on that committee.
So COP29 has just wound up, and you have called yourself the greenest member of Congress living off the grid on your ranch, if I'm correct.
Yes.
At the same time, you have expressed serious doubt about climate change. So I'm wondering, what are your views on the transfer of funds from the global north to the global south, given the U.S. position as the biggest historical emitter of GHG?
Well, I think anybody who emits carbon should be given a credit for emitting the carbon. It's better for the globe. The globe is greener now than it's ever been since we've gone from 300 parts per million to 400 parts per million. It's good for crops. And I think if we went back to the carbon levels we had 100 years ago, there would be famine. So I think most people have this backwards. And I think with the Trump administration, what you're going to see is a stop to this nonsense. And, you know, it's basically a suicide pact for everybody to have a lower quality of life, to ration things that shouldn't be rationed. I'm a farmer, okay? I grow peaches, I graze cattle. Everything on my farm is doing better with more CO2.
Now, I know you are on a private visit to South Africa, but are you able to share some experiences with us and tell us what you're doing here?
Well, I've talked to some of the leading, the thought leaders here, and we're trying to spread and exchange views on liberty, and particularly libertarianism. I know, for instance, in the United States, we just went from having Democrats in control to having Republicans in control. And I know you've had recent elections that have sort of shifted the center of gravity here in South Africa. So just meeting, exchanging ideas. Maybe I'll find some good ideas here in South Africa to take back to Congress in the United States.
Thank you very much. That was U.S. Congressman Thomas Massie speaking to Biz News during his brief visit to South Africa. I'm Christine for Biz News. Thank you, Mr. Massie.
Thank you.